Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared a national emergency as the country battles its worst wildfires in over a decade, threatening communities near Jerusalem and prompting widespread evacuations. Thick smoke blanketed highways west of the city as brush fires intensified, fueled by high temperatures and strong winds. Firefighters, supported by police and military forces, rushed to contain the blazes as emergency services reported dozens of injuries. A security member stands while smoke and flame rise, as wildfires caused by extreme heat and winds broke out in central Israel, near Latrun, Israel, on Wednesday, 30th of April, 2025. Photograph, Oren Ben-Hakun/Reuters. "We are now in a national emergency, not just a local one," Netanyahu said in a video statement. "The priority right now is defending Jerusalem." The fires forced the closure of the main Jerusalem-Tel Aviv highway, with residents in several towns evacuated as flames approached homes and infrastructure. Megan David Adam, MDA, Israel's emergency medical service, said it treated 23 people, 13 of whom were hospitalized, mostly with burns and smoke inhalation. Among the injured were two pregnant women and two infants. Flames engulfed vegetation during a forest fire near the central Israeli town of Bet Shemesh on 30th of April, 2025. Photograph, Ahmad Garabli/AFP/Getty Images. Fire Chief Eyal Kaspi told reporters that weather conditions had grounded aerial firefighting operations. "Our aircraft can't do anything right now. Our goal is to save lives," he said. Police confirmed a man from East Jerusalem had been arrested for allegedly attempting to start a fire, though authorities have not officially linked him to the wider blazes. National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, who oversees the fire department, visited the area and suggested arson might be involved. He added that foreign assistance was being coordinated. Israel has requested support from neighboring countries including Greece, Italy, Cyprus, Bulgaria, and Croatia. Netanyahu's office said firefighting aircraft from Italy and Croatia are expected to arrive soon. An AFP reporter said flames were visible along the Jerusalem-Tel Aviv route near Latrun, as drivers abandoned cars and fled on foot. At least five communities were evacuated, with police asking the public to avoid travel in the area. Residents near Modi'in expressed frustration over what they said was a lack of readiness despite known weather risks.